Welcome to the special report about how the pension funds are wrecked. This is Mike Adams. It's not just doom and gloom here. It's also solutions. But right up front, I will say that for those who are informed, those smart people who are taking action right now, their pension is going to be whatever gold and silver they acquire, seriously, or whatever other hard assets they acquire. Because the traditional pension systems of the world are done. They are wrecked. It's over. We've reached the end of the banking fraud, the central bank, you know, money printing, fiat currency manipulating fraud. It's done. And I want to give credit to Ed Dowd, who is perhaps, I think, the most vocal public voice who has had the courage, the tenacity, and the intelligence to explain this over and over again, to point out exactly what's happening, to connect the dots, and try to warn people about what's coming. And in fact, I'm going to quote Ed Dowd quite a bit here in this special report because he nails it. I'm going to try to get him on, in fact, for an interview. He's got a new book coming out. I was scheduled to interview him before. I had to reschedule. Somebody else took that interview, so we just got to get together again. Anyway, Ed Dowd is worth listening to. Now, what he explains and what I also independently concluded and agree with is that the central banks were involved in pushing the COVID fraud in 2020 and 2021, especially, but it continues, of course. But they needed another reason to bail out the bankrupt system. They knew in 2019 that the end was near. That is the end of the global debt pyramid, the end of all the free money printing and all the, you know, fictitious currencies and the financialization of the world's economies. They knew it was all coming to an end. So they needed another scam to justify money printing in order to prop up the system a little bit longer. You're like one more hit of heroin, you know, for the addict who's already suffering a heart attack, but just one more hit of heroin. Well, that was COVID. COVID accomplished a number of things for the globalists. Not only did it cement this idea of government tyranny over your life, with mandatory vaccines, mandatory lockdowns, masking, the construction of concentration camps, by the way, which are called quarantine camps, in multiple countries, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the US, and so on, all over Europe as well, and in states like Washington State. But it also put the governments in a position where they were able to do a test run on how obedient people would be in a crisis. And during this test run, they found out that most people are quite obedient. In fact, some people beg for obedience. Some people beg to be told what to do. Some people, they cried when mask mandates were dropped, you know? It's like they freaked out. They want everybody to wear a mask, and then they want to be mask police or mask Karens, as they're sometimes called. But the population, by and large, was shockingly obedient. Well, this was, from the point of view of the globalists, this was a very good thing to discover, because they're going to need to rely on that from here forward for what comes next. Because they knew that they had to push COVID, push stimulus money in order to prop up the system a little bit longer, but they also knew that they can't prop it up forever. It's just a temporary stopgap measure. And the collapse is coming. But maybe, just maybe, they think now, if they come up with another crisis, well, then they could delay it a little bit longer. And that'll bring us to Ukraine and Russia and World War III and all of that, which I'll get to in a minute. But in the meantime, this has given the globalists enough time to attempt to prepare their financial surveillance systems, such as ESG, the social credit scores, and also to try to create an even pilot float their central bank digital currency system. So, you know, digital wallets, total surveillance and control, the end of cash, that whole thing. Now, I think they're way behind schedule on that, by the way, and I don't think they're going to succeed in rolling that out anytime soon, but they were trying to. I just think they're going to fail at that, at least in the short term. But COVID gave them the ability to rig society, and they also rigged the election in 2020, which put this authoritarian regime in power that is, of course, positioned to abuse that power and to declare anyone who dissents against the official opinions to be an insurrectionist. And in fact, Project Veritas has leaked documents from the FBI that claim that any form of misinformation or disinformation is an insurrection. So they are now equating a disagreement with Big Pharma or the vaccine companies or the CDC. Any disagreement with the CDC is now essentially an act of treason against the United States, according to the FBI, in their own leaked documents. So this has all been put in place because of the Biden regime, the faked January 6th false flag event, which, of course, was staged by Nancy Pelosi and the leftists and a bunch of FBI agents pretending to be MAGA patriots, by the way, along, you know, with a few knuckleheads who went along and strolled around the Capitol building and stole some stuff off of Nancy Pelosi's desk. I mean, so what? They're supposed to work for the public anyway. But they rigged the whole thing so that they could put themselves in the position where they are right now ahead of the next emergency. So the next emergency is going to be the emergency that collapses the pensions, the currencies, the banks, the financial system as we know it, and then they will use the emergency powers to suppress anyone who is a, quote, insurrectionist, which means anyone who disagrees, and at the same time, roll out the digital currency systems and try to force people into those digital currencies where they can absolutely control their lives in one way or another, you know, through monitoring and surveillance, limiting your purchases of meat products, or just, you know, just limiting your ability to purchase ammunition or whatever, or automatic taxation, automatic penalties. You know, you say something bad on Facebook and they just deduct a couple $1,000s from your central bank digital currency account, just like PayPal is doing now, $2,500 fine for anything you say that they call misinformation. They just take $2,500 out of your bank account. So PayPal is doing that right now, okay? I mean, they haven't retracted that. That's in their terms of service right now, or they put it back in. It's in there now. We've just done stories on that very point. So the essence here is that they're preparing for the next great emergency, which they will use to crash the system, as we know, the financial system, and then to enslave humanity. And then they, the powers that be, the globalists, they hope that they can suppress any kind of an uprising, or they can convince people to stay home and not protest, or they can paint them all as insurrectionists or try to carry out gun confiscation or something along those lines. And that leads me to believe that the next great emergency will likely involve some kind of a pandemic component, even if they just have to fabricate it, because they want people to stay home and to be afraid to protest. Okay, so that is a key indicator right there. They want to force people to stay home. Now, we know that if they want to fake a pandemic, it's extremely easy because, well, they already faked one. So all they have to do is create a bunch of nanoparticle toxic chemicals, you know, like VX nerve gas or, you know, snake venom peptides that are lyophilized or dried, you know, freeze-dried snake venom, basically, or, you know, derivatives of that, and aerosolize it with drones and drop it over populations in a couple of cities, which is what they may have done, you know, already in 2020, by the way. We don't know for sure, but it's a viable vector for mass poisoning of the population. So they use a bunch of drones, they drop this toxin, whatever it ends up being, over the populations. People start immediately showing symptoms, and they start showing up in hospitals. And then the hospitals take those people and they kill them with ventilators and remdesivir, because they call it COVID, of course. They call it, you know, or whatever the next pandemic is, monkeypox, whatever, super Ebola. And then the media runs with that narrative, and the media says, oh my God, we're in the middle of another pandemic. It has happened again. There's a mass explosion. Look how many people are getting sick. And they use that to spread, of course, mass panic. And then out of that mass panic, then they achieve the implementation of all of their tyranny goals. And then when the financial system collapses, they blame it on this next pandemic, which won't even be real, by the way. It won't even be a virus. It will be, you know, basically a chemical assault on the American people, but they'll coordinate it so that it happens in Europe as well and other Western countries. Now, notably, this won't be happening in Russia. China may play along in order to try to give it credibility so that America destroys itself, because China loves to do lockdowns, and they'll use the lockdowns, by the way, to continue hunting down and executing political dissidents in China. So they have a different reason to go along with it. But in the United States, the point of this will be to crash the system and then blame the crash on the pandemic. And this pandemic itself, again, which will be a fake pandemic, could be blamed on the Russians, could be blamed on China, could be blamed on terrorists. They could say, oh, it's Trump supporters. They you know, they built a bioweapon or whatever. It could be blamed on anybody or anything. But it will be what is blamed for the financial collapse, so that the actual crooks, the fraudsters who carried out this collapse in the banking system and in the government and the central banks over all these years, so that they never go to jail. They don't take the blame. Instead, it's blamed on the virus, the non-existent virus in this case of what's coming. Now, remember, this is just one possible scenario. I'm not saying this is exactly how it's going to happen. There's another scenario, which is the World War III, you know, nuclear weapons exchange with Russia, which achieves the same kind of thing in a different way. So what I'm doing here, folks, is I'm laying out a couple of different scenarios. But what the globalists love about the pandemic scenario, and why I think that's a higher likelihood, is because the pandemic scenario scares people to stay home and not take to the streets. Because the biggest risk to these corrupt, fraudulent government regimes, not only in the United States and Canada, but also across Western Europe, you know, the government of the United Kingdom, the government of England in particular, the government of France, and Germany, and Belgium, and Austria, and so on. These governments are also engaged in massive frauds against their own people, especially Germany and you know, the British government. Massive frauds, the French government as well. Well, the people are going to rise up. And in fact, that's already begun in some ways in countries like France and Germany and the UK. But it's going to get so much worse when the pension system collapses. And these governments know that there will be revolutions because, well, just look at history. Look what happens when people lose everything. So they know what's coming. So they need a new reason to lock people down, keep people home, to say that, oh, if you gather in crowds, then you're going to be arrested and taken into a quarantine. And this is exactly how they can achieve that, by just unleashing a fake pandemic and calling it real, but knowing it's fake, but using it in the way I've just described. So do you remember a few months ago, I think it was earlier this year, in New York City, they publicly announced in a series of stories and announcements from even from Homeland Security, they said, hey, public, don't be alarmed if you see officials wearing bodysuits and masks and you see, you know, gases being emitted in the subway system and or people releasing things in the park that look like gases or you know, fogs or smoke or whatever. So do not be alarmed. That's just anti-terrorism drills and studies being carried out by Homeland Security in combination with New York City law enforcement. So they were running around the subway system and they were setting off these, quote, harmless, you know, simulated pandemic bombs. And they said they're doing it in order to try to track the movement of all of this through the subways and through the air. And, you know, basically they were running a test to see how efficiently they could disperse toxins in New York City. And they just used Homeland Security to do it, and they just called it a drill. Well, what they were actually doing was a practice run to see how well they can achieve this and what is effective and how many places do they need to release the toxin, whatever it is, you know, VX nerve gas or whatever. So now they have that data and they're ready to do that when the time is right. And that time is probably coming because, believe me, the regime will never allow the entire system, the financial system, to collapse without first creating an emergency that can be blamed for the collapse. So the timing of this is kind of self-evident at this point. They're going to prepare this cover story and they're going to carry out this cover story as we approach the very last days of the current financial system. And that's getting very, very close because we've already seen the pensions in England and the Bank of England underwater. The pensions had to be bailed out with massive money printing by the Bank of England. That was just in the last few weeks. We've seen the euro currency collapsing in value compared to the dollar. We've seen all the fiat currencies collapsing relative to the cost of commodities and food. So there's massive food inflation, which is really just a currency devaluation, and a massive commodities inflation in much the same way. But we're also seeing the complete shutdown, or I should say the accelerating shutdown toward a complete shutdown of industry across Western Europe. So BASF has announced that they're shuttering some operations in Germany. That's their 10 square kilometer chemical factory that produces 40,000 chemicals for the supply chain, including ammonia and also fertilizer, you know, obviously to grow crops. In addition to that, you've got steel plants shutting down. ArcelorMittal in Germany, if I've got the name correct, they've announced they're about to shut down the two largest steel plants in the world in Germany. And then you've got aluminum shutdowns, 70 to 80% plus at this point. You know, nickel, copper smelting, manganese, all of it is getting shut down across Europe. So you're actually watching not just the deindustrialization of Europe, but the abandonment of Europe by the corporations such as BASF. BASF has already announced that they're moving to China. They're going to expand operations in China and they're shutting down in Germany. The CEOs and the big banksters and the government people, they already know it's over for Western Europe. Western Europe's done. It's the collapse that will persist for generations. Western Europe's about to become a third world nation. And so they're moving out. They're looting Europe for all the money they can get. They're looting the pension funds. That's already been done through systems of elaborate fraud in order to sell bond instruments to the pensions in England in particular, knowing that those bond instruments would blow up in their faces, which is exactly what is happening right now, by the way. Credit Suisse is on its last legs. The overnight swaps between the Federal Reserve and Switzerland, some days it's $11 billion, you know, in one day is what's going on. I mean, it's truly insane. These are all signs of the very last days of this entire system. So there's going to come a day very soon where we're down to like 72 hours and where everybody in the banking system knows it. And when we hit that point, it's going to be, okay, this is it. You know, everybody, you know what role to play. You know, all the media will be emailed, all the talking points, you know, here we go. You know, everybody, it's going to be a global massive theater event. And they're going to launch the drones. They're going to drop the toxins all over the cities, you know, especially New York City and probably a few others. They're going to immediately announce an overnight explosion in a pandemic, a very dangerous pandemic. People will die because they need dead people on TV in order to push this. They're going to declare a massive national emergency. And then they're going to shutter the banks. And when people start to try to revolt, they will declare that it's a pandemic. They'll arrest the crowds and throw them into death camps, which are called quarantine camps. And there they will gas the people with the same toxin that they dropped on the cities in order to kill as many of the dissenters as possible. So we're talking something way beyond a return to Nazi Germany. We're talking about the US government and the British government and the German government essentially all gassing their own people, mass murdering their own people, because they know this is it. This is the end game. the globalists, have to cover their tracks. They've got to make sure no one blames them for the financial looting that's taking place and for the collapse of the pensions. So as the pensions collapse, obviously people are going to lose their minds. As the banks collapse or go into a bail-in, bank freeze kind of mode, you're going to get food stamp cards not working. You're going to get an end to transactions. And so you're going to have riots all over the place because of the food stamp card situation. So basically every city in America and many cities in Canada and in Australia and so on, but surely every city in America is going to become anarchy. Mass shootings, mass death, stabbings, robbings, lootings, arson, just, you know, mad rapings and robberies in the streets everywhere. The police will be absolutely helpless. And the Biden regime will, of course, use this to gain power, and they will declare, you know, national emergency, some type of martial law, and then they will try to carry out nationwide gun confiscation using federal agents, ATF, and others, maybe DHS, FBI, and they're going to go door to door across America, and they're going to attempt to confiscate guns from anybody who has a credit card transaction in the past of purchasing anything from online retailers such as ammunition, arm braces, full AR-15 uppers, which, by the way, the ATF tells you to purchase in order to put a 16-inch barrel on your arm brace pistol to make your arm brace pistol compliant with the new regulations. So I've been online buying 16-inch, you know, full AR-15 uppers with the bulk carrier groups and everything, because that's what the ATF said I need to do to be compliant. So I've been buying a bunch of those because I got a bunch of arm braces. And, you know, when those rules come down, I don't mean to get off track, but when those rules come down in 2023, I intend to, you know, not be a criminal that they can just show up, oh, you're a criminal, you have arm braces. So I'm trying to do what the ATF says we have to do to comply. You know, not that I'm all about compliance, but I am meticulous about not violating federal gun laws, by the way. So I'm not going to violate the law. I'm going to let the courts solve that issue. There's going to be lawsuits. I've already talked to experts. But in the meantime, I'm not going to be in possession of some kind of illegal configuration of a firearm. So I'm online buying, you know, full AR-15 uppers. Well, they're going to have my name and my credit card transactions in a database, and they'll have yours too. And that's where they're going to go. They're going to go to your home, and they're going to try to confiscate all your stuff. So this all goes together. This is the plan. And they don't plan to have any elections anymore. I mean, yeah, this midterm election, we're getting close. Hopefully it does take place, but they don't plan to have elections in 2024. They don't plan to have democracy. They need to cancel democracy in order to, quote, save democracy. That's the new slogan from the Democrats. And they plan to carry out mass genocide, murdering tens of millions of Americans, especially conservatives, especially Christians, especially white people even. Yes, there will be a race component of this genocide. All right, so that's kind of the plan in a nutshell. And if you want to have any retirement in this system, if you want to have any assets at all, you're going to need, in my opinion, gold and silver. And yeah, I'm going to plug my gold and silver sponsor here in a second, because you need resources that you can trust on this. But let me just add before that, it's not only about having off-grid money, as I call it. It's also about, you got to have off-grid food, because obviously they're shutting down the food supply. They're using food scarcity as a weapon. They're going to use starvation to try to achieve compliance. And they'll roll out another vaccine for the new pandemic. And this vaccine will be the accelerated kill switch. It might even be a binary weapon that activates whatever people were injected with in the first round, so that then everything goes fatal with the second round. So yes, they're going to use food scarcity to try to get vaccine compliance, to try to shut people down from purchasing firearms or ammunition. They're going to try to outlaw backyard farming and backyard chickens, and, you know, small scale local food production, all of that. Some of those efforts are already underway. and they're going to destroy the financial system as we know it, immediately plunging, you know, a couple hundred million Americans into extreme poverty. So that, again, that is all being done on purpose. It's all planned. It's all engineered. It's all happening right now. And you got to get ready if you want to survive this. You got to get ready in all these ways that I talk about in my free online books, the downloadable audiobooks like Resilient Prepping. You can get that at resilientprepping.com. Now, for gold and silver, contact Treasure Island, Precious Metals and Coins Company. You can reach them through this special URL, metalswithmike.com. I do want you to know they are a sponsor, but I do not earn affiliate revenues because they have very, very competitive prices. And if you actually shop around, which I encourage you to do, you'll find that Treasure Island has the real-time live quotes for all the coins that they have available, which are getting harder and harder to source, by the way, especially silver. It's almost completely gone. But check their online prices on their website. Again, metalswithmike.com, and compare that quote with anybody. And what you're going to find out is that they are several percentage points lower in price than almost anybody else out there. And the reason is because the Treasure Island sister company is the wholesale supplier to many of the other retailers all across America, other names that you've heard before that are, you know, quite well known. So it's actually the Treasure Island sister company that is the bulk supplier, sometimes supplying silver by the pallet, by the way. They are the bulk supplier. They are the wholesaler. So they have the ability to offer extremely competitive pricing, discreet shipping, you know, guaranteed insured delivery, excellent customer service. They even handle silver IRAs, gold IRAs, you know, things like that as well. So check them out because they're going to help you get squared away. My disclaimer is that I'm not your financial advisor and I don't know your financial situation. So check with your own financial advisor, do your own research, make your own decision. You know, do what is obviously right for you. But in my opinion, the financial system is being brought down in a controlled demolition type of scenario. And because of that, anybody who doesn't have some kind of off-grid asset, you know, saving system, which is gold and silver or land or, you know, other things that you can turn into cash or barter items, I think those people are going to be utterly wiped out. That's my opinion. It's subject to a reality check based on what actually happens, but that's my opinion. But decide for yourself, do your own research and come to your own conclusions and check out everything that I say or that Ed Dowd says, because I am convinced if you do the research, you're going to reach the same conclusion. The people who don't know what's about to happen are not people who have done research and have decided in the opposite direction. No, it's people who have just not done the research. It's people who are just ignorant, just the oblivious masses who simply don't know. I guarantee you, everybody who does the research on this, what's happening with pensions, what's happening with currencies, what's happening with money printing, what's happening with, you know, the end game of the Federal Reserve and this interest rate war that's taking place right now, what's happening with the 10-year treasuries yield, inversion in the treasuries, what is going on? What's happening with the value of bonds in the United States right now as interest rates rise? I mean, bonds are just getting absolutely crushed. So when you do the research, I believe you will see the same conclusion that I see, that Ed Dowd sees, that Gregory Mannarino sees, that Gerald Celente sees, and so many others who are looking at this, Peter Schiff, and again, so many others have all come to very similar conclusions. Now, nobody knows the exact timeline of this. We don't know what day this is going to strike. You know, we don't have a specific prediction. Oh, it's going to be, you know, December 17th or whatever. No, we don't know. It could be tomorrow. Could be January. Maybe it's next summer. We don't know how long they can keep this thing going. But we know they can't keep it going forever. And we know that controlled demolition is the plan. So that's my overview of this. Thank you for listening. Sorry about the background noise. I'm on the road doing a little bit of travel, but I wanted to bring you this podcast because of the urgency of this situation. If you want to check out more of my podcasts, Of course, you can find me at Brighteon.com and also PrepWithMike.com. If you want to read my articles, the website is naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. God bless you. Get prepared. Take care.